堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加我们的会谈。今天 Green 先生先要告诉 Tate 女士， Style Plus 公司可选择不同的方式来培训职工，既可能是场内培训，也可以是场外训练。场内培训的好处是方便职工，而场外训练则不会妨碍工厂的日常运作。这儿有几个生词得学。可选用的方法，英文是 alternative， A-L-T-E-R-N-A-T-I-V-E， alternative， 方便的，便利的，用英文来表示就是 convenient， C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T， convenient， 有扰乱作用的或者有妨碍的，用英文说是 disruptive， D-I-S-R-U-P-T-I-V-E， disruptive。我们马上要听 Green 先生和 Tate 女士的谈话，请边听边想这个问题，可以选用哪两种方式来重新训练职工。
I told Ms. Anderson that she has two retraining options.
What are those alternatives?
On-site training and off-site training.
So the quality of the training is the same, only the location varies.
There's also the question of convenience. It's more convenient for the workers to train on-site.
There's also the disruption. Off-site training is more disruptive to the employees' day-to-day routine.
There are advantages and disadvantages to each option.
Have you explained the pros and cons of each?
That's what we're going to discuss today.
Brief me on her decision when you're finished.
Green 先生每次都要提出几种选择方案，可以用不同的词来表示供选择的方式方法。我们再听一次这两句话。
I told Ms. Anderson that she has two retraining options.
What are those alternatives?
听到了吗？ Option 和 alternative 都可以用来表示可选择的方式方法。不知你记不记得 Anderson 女士这一阶段做出的各种选择是什么？请你听了说她有哪些选择的话以后，回答问题，说出她的选择是什么，然后再对照一下我们的答案。
She can retrain her workers or replace them.
Which alternative did she choose, the first or second one? She chose the first alternative. She wants to retrain her workers.
Her workers can learn to use computers or find another job.
Which alternative did she choose for her workers, the first or second one? She chose the first alternative. She wants her workers to learn to use computers.
Her factory can increase production or lose money.
Which alternative did she choose, the first or second one?She chose the first alternative. She wants to increase production.
我们再继续听这回他们的两种选择有什么相同和不同的后果。
What are those alternatives?
On-site training and off-site training.
So the quality of the training is the same, only the location varies.
这回他们得选择是在场内还是场外进行职工训练。Tate 女士认为训练的质量是一样的，不同的只是地点 我们再听听，除此以外，不同的选择还会产生什么不同的影响？
So, the quality of the training is the same, only the location varies.
There's also the question of convenience. It's more convenient for the workers to train on-site.
There's also the disruption. Off-site training is more disruptive to the employees' day-to-day routine.
Green 先生指出，不同的训练方式还关系到受训职工的方便问题。当然，就在场内受训，职工比较方便。Tate 女士补充说，训练方式可能会有扰乱作用，会影响职工的日常生活，也就是影响 day-to-day routine. Routine is spelled R-O-U-T-I-N-E. 在这儿，他俩用了两对好像有亲缘关系的词。我们重新听一遍 Green 先生的话，找找看其中哪两词看上去十分接近。
There's also the question of convenience. It's more convenient for the workers to train on-site.
听到了吗？他说 the question of convenience, 是否方便的问题，用了名词 convenience, C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-C-E, convenience.他还用了形容词 convenient, 方便的。我们再听一遍 Tate 女士刚才的话，找一找其中还有哪两个词也像有亲缘关系。
There's also the disruption. Off-site training is more disruptive to the employees' day-to-day routine.
听到了吧？他先说还会有扰乱作用，他用了名词 disruption, D-I-S-R-U-P-T-I-O-N,disruption, 意思是扰乱作用。他接着说，场外训练会打乱职工的日常生活，用了形容词 disruptive, 意思是有扰乱作用的。好，我们继续听他俩的谈话。Green 先生认为两种选择各有利弊，我们听听 Tate 女士有什么想法。
There are advantages and disadvantages to each option.
Have you explained the pros and cons of each?
That's what we're going to discuss today.
Tate 女士想知道 ,Green 先生是不是已经对 Anderson 女士说明了各种利弊。Green 先生表示，这正是他们今天要讨论的事儿。我们再听听 Tate 女士随即提出什么要求来了。只是我们先得说一说 brief 这个词，它可以做动词用。意思是做简要报告。
Brief me on her decision when you're finished.
Tate 女士要求 Green 先生讨论完了，就向她简要汇报 Anderson 女士的决定。我们再听几个这样使用 brief 这个词的例子。
Brief me on your meeting.
Brief me on your decision.
Brief me on your agenda.
Brief me on your training plan.
这儿的句型是 brief somebody on something.请你听了说明一种情况的话以后，要求对方告诉你有关情况。说完了再对照一下我们的应对。
We had a good meeting.
Brief me on your meeting.
She finally made a decision.
Brief me on her decision.
现在请大家再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What are the two retraining options?
I told Ms. Anderson that she has two retraining options.
What are those alternatives?
On-site training and off-site training.
So the quality of the training is the same, only the location varies.
There's also the question of convenience. It's more convenient for the workers to train on-site.
There's also the disruption. Off-site training is more disruptive to the employees' day-to-day routine.
There are advantages and disadvantages to each option.
Have you explained the pros and cons of each?
That's what we're going to discuss today.
Brief me on her decision when you're finished.
现在请大家回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What are the two retraining options?
One, on-site training. Two, off-site training.
Green 先生马上向 Anderson 女士解释场内培训的有利和不利因素。在职训练，也就是边工作边训练，用英文说就是 on the job training。 on the job training 它的好处是，由于就在正常的工作时间里受训，所以不会打乱职工的日常作息。日常作息或者是日程安排，用英文表示就是 schedule， S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E schedule， 也可以说是 day-to-day routine。 然而这种训练方式的缺点是可能出差错。我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，在职训练的缺点是什么。
So tell me about on-site training. What are the advantages?
With on-the-job training, the workers train on the new computerized machines.
Right on the factory floor.
On the factory floor with an instructor on-site during normal working hours.
So there's no disruption in the employees' work schedules?
No disruption. They follow their normal work schedule.
That sounds good. What's the disadvantage?
They're learning while doing. They will make mistakes.
And waste materials.
It's what is called the oops factor. Mistakes will be made and materials wasted during training.
我们刚才听到他们谈到 on-the-job training， 它跟 on-site training 不同的是，它不仅表示训练地点在场内，还指出训练时间是正常工作时间。往往由一名指导在工作现场指示雇员边学边干。我们再听一遍在职训练究竟怎么样进行。
So tell me about on-the-job training. What are the advantages?
With on-the-job training, the workers train on the new computerized machines.
Right on the factory floor.
On the factory floor with an instructor on site during normal working hours.
你听到了吗？他们的在职训练是在电脑化的新机器前训练职工，而且训练地点是 right on the factory floor。 这儿 floor 这个词指的是车间。现在请大家根据刚才听到的话回答问题，答完以后再和我们提出的答案对照一下。
Where does on-the-job training take place?
On the factory floor.
When does training take place?
During normal work hours.
Anderson 女士听了在职训练的做法以后说 That sounds good. 这句话常用来表示赞同，如果要表示不赞成，你就可以那样说
That doesn't sound so good.
我们再往下听，在职训练的缺点是什么。但是我们先得告诉大家一个很生动有趣的词，Oops, O-O-P-S, oops, oops, 其实是人们在发现自己错了的时候发出的感叹声。你马上会听到 Green 先生说 oops factor， 请你猜一猜 oops factor 是什么因素。
They're learning while doing. They will make mistakes.
And waste materials.
It's what's called the oops factor.Mistakes will be made and materials wasted during training.
既然他们是边学边做的新手，就难免出差错，也会浪费原料。所以 oops factor 是造成错误的不利因素，这就是在职训练的不利因素。好，现在我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What's a disadvantage of on-the-job training?So tell me about on-site training. What are the advantages?
With on-the-job training, the workers train on the new computerized machines.
Right on the factory floor.
On the factory floor with an instructor on-site during normal working hours.
So there's no disruption in the employees' work schedules.
No disruption. They follow their normal work schedule.
That sounds good. What's the disadvantage?
They're learning while doing. They will make mistakes.
And waste materials.
It's what is called the oops factor. Mistakes will be made and materials wasted during training.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提出的答案。
What's a disadvantage of on-the-job training?
Mistakes will be made and materials wasted.
Anderson 女士当然希望避免在职训练的那些缺点，所以 Green 先生就提出场外训练的方案来了。场外训练的最大优点是生产不受影响，职工可以白天工作，晚上受训。好，我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边寻找这个问题的答案。场外训练的好处是什么？
How can we avoid this oops factor?
Train the workers off-site. Then production is not affected.
That's a big advantage.
With off-site training, workers train in the evening.
So our production continues. The work on the factory floor isn't affected.
And after the computers are installed, the workers will be ready.
They'll work in the factory during the day and train off-site at night.
It's a long day. That's the big disadvantage. It'll take a lot of energy to work all day and train at night.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
Anderson 女士目前的出发点是避免不利因素。我们再听听 Green 先生因而提出什么方案。Anderson 女士对这个方案的反应怎么样？
How can we avoid this oops factor?
Train the workers off-site. Then production is not affected.
That's a big advantage.
Green 先生提出可以在场外训练职工，这样生产就不受影响，可以照常继续进行。Anderson 女士认为这是最大的有利因素。那么职工什么时候受训呢？我们再往下听。
With off-site training, workers train in the evening.
So our production continues. The work on the factory floor isn't affected.
场外训练就是让职工先在场外学用电脑化的机器，到本厂新设备装好的时候，他们就已经会用了。这听来很理想，但是怎么具体安排职工的作息时间呢？我们再继续听。
And after the computers are installed, the workers will be ready.
They'll work in the factory during the day and train off-site at night.
原来职工们得白天在厂里上班，晚上再去场外受训。我们再听听这会带来什么问题。Anderson 女士对这有什么感觉？但是我们先得学个生词 ，energy。E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy. 它在这儿指人的精力。
It's a long day. That's the big disadvantage. It'll take a lot of energy to work all day and train at night.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
Green 先生说 ,It's a long day. 意思是一天的工作时间延续过长。职工当然得有非常充沛的精力才能对付这样长时间的工作。Anderson 女士说 ,It makes me tired thinking about it. 意思是想到这个我都觉得累。句型 ,It makes me 加形容词加 thinking about it. 常用来表达对某一件事的某种感受。我们再听几个例子。
It makes me tired thinking about it.
It makes me happy thinking about it.
It makes me angry thinking about it.
It makes me sad thinking about it.
让我们一起来练习用这个句型表达自己的感受。请你听了描述某种情况的一句话以后，用 it makes me 起头的句型，对这种情况发表你的感受，然后再参考一下我们说的话。
You have to work night and day.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
You don't have to work this week.
It makes me happy thinking about it.
You won't get paid for working this week.
It makes me angry thinking about it.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段谈话， 请你边听边试着回答这个问题。
What's the advantage to off-site training?
How can we avoid this oops factor?
Train the workers off-site. Then production is not affected.
That's a big advantage.
With off-site training, workers train in the evening.
So our production continues. The work on the factory floor isn't affected.
And after the computers are installed, the workers will be ready.
They'll work in the factory during the day and train off-site at night.
It's a long day. That's the big disadvantage. It'll take a lot of energy to work all day and train at night.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
现在请你根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提出的答案。
What's the advantage to off-site training?
Production is not affected.
现在请大家把他们今天的讨论从头至尾再听一遍，希望这一次你能完全理解他们的谈话内容了。我们先听到 Green 先生和 Tate 女士在商谈。
I told Ms. Anderson that she has two retraining options.
What are those alternatives?
On-site training and off-site training.
So the quality of the training is the same, only the location varies.
There's also the question of convenience. It's more convenient for the workers to train on-site.
There's also the disruption.Off-site training is more disruptive to the employee's day-to-day routine.
There are advantages and disadvantages to each option.
Have you explained the pros and cons of each?
That's what we're going to discuss today.
Brief me on her decision when you're finished.
接下来是 Green 先生和 Anderson 女士的讨论。
So tell me about on-site training. What are the advantages?
With on-the-job training, the workers train on the new computerized machines.
Right on the factory floor.
On the factory floor with an instructor on-site during normal working hours.
So there's no disruption in the employees' work schedules?
No disruption. They follow their normal work schedule.
That sounds good. What's the disadvantage?
They're learning while doing. They will make mistakes.
And waste materials.
It's what is called the oops factor. Mistakes will be made and materials wasted during training.
How can we avoid this oops factor?
Train the workers off-site. Then production is not affected.
That's a big advantage.
With off-site training, workers train in the evening.
So our production continues. The work on the factory floor isn't affected.
And after the computers are installed, the workers will be ready.
They'll work in the factory during the day and train off-site at night.
It's a long day. That's the big disadvantage. It'll take a lot of energy to work all day and train at night.
It makes me tired thinking about it.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。我们上次说了提出建议的方式，今天就要听听怎么对一个建议表示同意。
Let's take a break and get some lunch.
Good idea. I could use a break.
Good idea 是对建议表示赞同的一种方式。我们再听听还有哪些方式。
Great. I could use a break.
Okay. I could use a break.
Sure. I could use a break.
在赞成对方提议的时候说 I could use.其实也是在对这个提议表示赞同。
I could use a break.
I could use something to eat.
I could use something to drink.
I could use some coffee. Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请您再来参加下次会谈。到时候咨询顾问和服装厂的主管要讨论职工的工作态度。我是维维，这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。